Good morning. The storm system that we've been tracking through the weekend is now moving to the north and east and toward the Canadian Maritimes. Snow came down steadily across most of interior New York and New England overnight, but is now winding down from west to east and tracking through central New England. Still a few leftover snow showers, but very little in the way of additional accumulating snow, as most locations in northern New York and New England picked up 1 to 3 inches, also 1 to 3 across the central part of New York State, while many locations along the I-88 corridor and the greater Capital District into central and southern Vermont picked up 2 to 4 inches of snow. Closer to the storm track in the mid and lower Hudson Valley, east into central and southern New England, several more inches of snow fell, with a little more to come before the storm moves away completely. In its wake, gradually we will go back to a little bit of sunshine today. The wind will flip around to the northwest and become a bit gusty from time to time, and temperatures should manage to reach into the lower and middle 30s for afternoon highs. Some locations will even make it into the upper 30s, especially where we see more sunshine in southern parts of New York and New England. As we get into the night tonight, skies will clear out, and with less wind, readings will drop back to between 0 and 10 above. This will set us up for a relatively quiet but cold stretch of weather through the middle of the week, with a mix of sun and clouds and just a couple of weak disturbances touching off a few flurries and snow showers. We'll have temperatures in the mid-20s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Dry on Thursday with a bit more in the way of sunshine staying in the mid-20s before clouds increase on Friday and highs bounce into the lower 30s. Still, with a disturbance shearing off to our south, it'll be partly sunny and in the mid-30s on Saturday before a deeper storm heads into the Great Lakes on Sunday, bringing us a chance of snow or a rain-snow mix as highs reach into the middle and upper 30s to round out the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, as that storm tracks into the Maritimes and intensifies, the risk of flooding rains and severe storms in the south has ended. However, moderate to heavy snow is still likely into down east Maine, where total accumulations of 6 to 10 inches are possible, and hazardous travel conditions will remain likely along the northern extent of the I-95 corridor, primarily north of Boston. Elsewhere, a bitterly cold air mass has already infiltrated the central United States and will spread to the east as we begin the work week. Temperatures, especially across the plains and into the Ohio Valley, could be as much as 20 to 40 degrees below normal, with record lows and low maximum temperatures possible. The wind will also be a factor when combined with the cold, and an expansive swath of real estate is under wind chill watches and warnings from Montana, south to Colorado, and then east, and including all of the area to the Great Lakes. Wind chill values will range from 20 to as low as 45 below zero. And out west, a couple of weak impulses aloft will continue to bring light to moderate snow to the higher terrain of the Intermountain West and Colorado Rockies, with another round of potentially heavy rain and mountain snow impacting California beginning tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow and fog, 10 degrees, a southeast wind at 8 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 9 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 7 miles visibility and light snow, 30 degrees, the dew point 25, 82% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.77 inches and falling. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine and breezy in the upper 30s, Boston snow and some rain, another 2 to 4 inches of snow before the changeover, becoming breezy with highs in the upper 30s. And Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with some snow showers and highs staying in the upper teens. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 39 degrees, the low 29, the average temperature 34, that's 4 degrees above normal. 0.18 of an inch of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday, amounting to 2.9 inches of snow, which is now the total for the month of March, and 1.5 inches above normal to date, and 49.6 inches for the season, which is 1.3 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees, the average low, 22. The record high, 59, set in 1919, and the record low, 20 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:26 a.m., sunset this evening 5:48 p.m., 11 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Partly cloudy, 0 to 10 above tonight. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, snow ending, then increasing sunshine today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid-teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers today, highs in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, snow ending early today, then a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight, near 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Snow ending early today, then a mix of sun and clouds and breezy in the mid-30s, partly cloudy near 10 above tonight. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy, a few snow showers, mid-20s, lower 20s with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, partly sunny, mid-20s on Thursday, and increasing clouds, lower 30s on Friday. Back to the mid-30s on Saturday with partly sunny skies and a chance of rain or snow on Sunday in the mid-30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.